Jones is a co-chair of Concern for the Hungry Incorporated. It's an organization, 501c3, and that they get together food and they get it out to the people. So, Peter, tell us what's going on for Thanksgiving.
Well, we had last weekend in October, so the last week, we signed up about 2,100 families.
2,100 families, wow.
We took out the duplicates, so it's now down to about 2,068. However,
how would you get duplicates?
Because
they sign up through
because
different places?
Agencies sign them up and the people come down not
and
knowing that
up.
The
okay.
agency has signed them up. So we've taken out the duplicates because our goal is to get a basket to every family that needs it. And so we did that, but the agencies were allowed to send us referrals up until last Saturday. And we have a record number of 35 agencies referring people to us.
Wow.
So usually it's around 28. So we had 7 more this year come on board. And we are now collecting food. We have food drives going on. I looked this morning. We have 35 food drives going on.
And we've collected some here today.
And you've collected, and they don't know about you. So that's 36.
Yeah.
And but they're going on in the schools. They're going on at Ellis and at Baptist Retirement Center and at Pathways and Kingsway. So all of these places are collecting food, which will be brought to us on the 21st, and on the 22nd, we will be sorting that food. The school system is basically assigned certain things. We have found that this year, usually we get a lot of food from the regional food bank. A lot of it is free stuff, and so we get that.
Because they get fresh food as well, like potatoes and things like that.
Well, let me get to that in a second. So we're getting all this food on the 21st. The 22nd, the school that is brought in from the hospitals and places like that is sorted into food that goes in the basket and food that goes to the pantries.
Mm-hmm.
Schoharie Valley Farms in Schoharie is donating all of the fresh potatoes to us. So everything that we need.
Oh, wonderful.
We put in fresh potatoes, fresh carrots, fresh onions, and apples. Tomorrow we are picking apples at Riverview Orchards in Rexford, so we will be trying to get as many apples as we can from them. Schoharie Valley Farm also has apples, also has onions, and also has carrots that they are planning to sell us at a reasonable amount
of
money.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where do you get your turkeys?
The turkeys, as far as I know, they're coming from Walmart.
Okay.
A few years ago, Walmart offered us a price we couldn't refuse and saved us about $20,000 on turkeys.
So you buy those?
Yeah, we do get some donated, but for the most part, I would say we probably buy about 2,300 turkeys.
Yeah.
So, well, it
That's
will be less this year.
Probably. So how do you raise your money?
We're a 12-month-a-year organization. In September, we sent out our annual newsletter with, of course, you know, the donation envelope, and a lot of the money comes from donations from people who have supported us forever. We have a great grant writer, Larry Lewis, who gets a lot of grants for us, so we probably get about $20,000 in grants. And the person who took over for me and takes care of the food for us basically is able to find a lot of deals, and so therefore our food last year cost about $27,000.
Okay, so that's a lot of, I mean, you're talking, what you said, 2,800 families?
It's 2,068 right now.
Oh, 2,068.
So it'll probably be up around 2,150 or somewhere in there.
That's a lot of meals, and I have worked on this, on the food drive. It's really gratifying, and it's kind of fun to do because it's sorted, and then the food goes into baskets, and you go through, and you're putting this in, and this in, and this in. It's a way of becoming part of the community, I
Correct.
Think, in doing that. So you have the turkeys, you have the names of the people. How do you get the food to the people?
Well, what will happen, one thing I want to mention is this is our 40th year.
Your 40th
We started
year.
In 1979. And we get the food to the people on Sunday, November 24th, anybody who is picking up their own basket will come to William Keene Elementary School and go through a process and drive their car around to the back if they have one. We put the stuff in their car and they drive away.
Okay.
If they don't have a car, then they come in and we have what we call the walker station, where we allow them to, they might have one of those carts,
little wagon,
and they throw all the food in there and give us the box back.
Yeah, okay.
On Monday the 25th, the deliveries are made to the disabled. So we have well over 100 deliveries. We're hoping that our person who handles those are coming back. And then in the afternoon, the agencies come to pick up their baskets, as well as the food pantries of Schenectady County come and get any extra food we have.
We're talking with Peter Jones. He's the co-chairperson of Concern for the Hungry food Thanksgiving dinners, but they operate all year long. And they do a great job of creating meals for Thanksgiving and working very closely with the regional food bank as well.
Correct.
Putting this all together, when do you start?
Well, technically, we start with signups, which were the weekend before Halloween. And then, a lot of planning happens before that, but the actual drive starts with that. And then the 16th, the Boy Scouts will be picking up the food from people throughout the capital, throughout Schenectady and maybe even beyond. And bringing that to us, we will sort that out, and then Keene Elementary lets us store that for the 5 days until Wednesday. On Wednesday, we get together and we take flat boxes and tape them and make them into boxes.
It's a big production. It's a big production. You're listening to us on WOOC FM, and this is the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. We're very glad to be on the show with them each week, and filming this. Our show is filmed at the Addy Theater in Proctor's. Open Stage Media is our conduit to get it there. I want to thank you again, Peter Jones, for being here on the show. The important thing is that you need support, you need people to make the donations, and everything that is donated is a dollar less you have to spend.
Correct. And we do appreciate our donors. We have some that support us year-round and some that support us in the fall, and then after we send out the thank you note, they support us again.
Yeah.
So that's
really
nice.
Great. And I applaud you for what you do. There's so much of a need. The saddest part is that there is a need.
Right. Well, our numbers are actually down this year, so I'm hoping that we're starting to alleviate hunger.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
We didn't want to be around 40 years.
No, I know you didn't. But you're here, and we love you.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter Jones, co-chair of Concern for the Hungry. Thanks for watching.